Welcome to the Mana Church Stafford Podcast, where we're all about equipping God's people to change their world. We are thankful you are here and pray this message encourages you to love God, love others, and love the world more fervently than before. Now, let's get to it.
Listen, we're in this series about worship, and last week we talked about it, and we really dug into this idea of what worship really is. We talked about how worship, the word worship, literally means to bow down. That's what it means. So we can think it means all this other stuff, but that's actually what worship literally means. We talked about praise, what praise means. There are seven different translations of what that means literally, whether it's throwing out your hand, whether it's dancing, whether it's shouting, whether it's singing just spontaneously. There's lots of different ways that we translate the word praise. And so we want to create a space here where you can just feel free to do that. We want to be free to praise. We want to be free to worship God. And the thing is, all those words that we went over, I don't know if you caught this. I don't know if you're an English person, you know, that you think in grammar terms. Those are all action words. So every single one of those words are action words. And so worship and praise is an action that we do. It's not something that we come in and we have this sort of mindless activity where we just sort of stand in rows and sing songs. It's an action. Worship is an action. In fact, Paul said this when he was talking to the church at Corinth. He was encouraging them about their worship experiences because there were some things that they were doing. He was trying to sort of hone in, and he talked to them about engaging both their mind and their spirit. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15, he says, I will pray with my spirit. I will also pray with my mind. So there's this union between your mind and your spirit that happens. I will sing with my spirit. I will also sing with my mind. So our minds and our spirits both come into this place of worship and engage. And I know that sometimes we can come in and we got a lot of stuff going on in our week. And so you come in on Sunday morning and the worship team's here. They've been here for a while. They got high energy. They're ready to go. And you're like, bro, I just got here. Give me a second. But that's okay. I think sometimes we need to go through, I call it detox. You know, you come in, you've had a hard drive, maybe you had an argument on the way, the kids are doing stuff in the back seat. It's just a long morning maybe, and you kind of need to detox from your week a little bit. That's okay. And so we're going to try to create a space here where you can do that. So this is just this whole area. I just want you to kind of make this your own worship center, okay? Like, we're the sanctuary. The Holy Spirit lives right here. So your body is a temple of worship to Him. And so let's just make this place a space where you guys can just feel free. You got this space down front. If you want to come down front, that's fine. If you want to pray, that's fine. If you want to lift your hands, you want to dance, whatever you want to do, that's okay. I'm going to stay up here with the worship team. I'm going to pray a little bit. We might read some psalms. We might get into it, but we're going to just kind of go into this time now of praise, and it's more like a crock pot than a microwave when we worship God. Okay, so it may take a little bit for some things to boil up. That's okay. We got plenty of time this morning. We're going to take the whole time and just flow between worship and word and encouragement and praise. So can we do that today? Can we just sing hallelujah to the Lord? Can we just praise and worship team? Lead us.
Can we just begin by surrendering all that we, whatever our expectations are today? I'm going to ask you to step out of your comfort zone. Can we just lift our hands and surrender? It's a safe place to surrender. We surrender to you, Jesus. We offer this praise, this worship as a sacrifice to you, God. May we live in a place of surrender to all that you are. And now raise a hallelujah. If my weapon is a melody, and we sing to you, Jesus,
I raise a hallelujah.
And heaven comes to fight for me.
Oh, I'm gonna sing, and
Don't be afraid to sing a little louder.
Sing a little louder.
Sing a little louder.
Oh, sing a little louder. Tell your soul.
Sing a little louder. Come on.
In the presence of my enemies.
Sing a little louder.
Louder than the unbelief.
Sing a little louder.
My weapon is a melody.
Sing a little louder.
Heaven comes to fight for me.
Oh, sing a little louder.
In the presence of my enemies.
Sing a little louder.
Oh, louder than the unbelief.
Sing a little louder.
My weapon is a melody.
Sing a little louder.
Heaven comes to fight for me.
Sing a little louder.
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm.
Louder and louder.
Yeah, you're gonna hear my praises roar up from the ashes. Hope will arise.
Death
is defeated.
Yeah, the King is alive.
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm.
Louder and louder.
You're gonna hear my praises roar up from the ashes.
Hope will arise.
Death is it was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing for your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name. Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the trumpet sound. Praise him with the lute. Praise Him with the harp. Praise Him with the tambourine and the dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can we just sing this bridge to all the earth? All the earth will shout your praise. The whole earth.
All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will say praise.
To the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. He's exhorting the entire earth to praise God. The entire earth, all of God's creation. Sing to the Lord, bless His name, tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are worthless idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the people. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. He is worth this. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. Tremble before Him. We talked about worshiping the Lord with reverence and awe, because He's a consuming fire. That's what worship looks like. That's what acceptable worship looks like. It says, say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. And let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for He comes. For He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in His faithfulness. He is the King. He is the Lord. He is seated on the throne. And today we're going to worship Him as a King. Can we do that? Can we give King Jesus the praise to His name? Let's sing All Hail King Jesus.
All Hail.
Oh,
when we worship, it's important what we say. Because it said we don't just turn our brains off when we worship God. We worship Him with our mind, and we worship Him with our spirit. And it's actually, it's interesting because songs have theology in them. Like songs have, so we're actually speaking theology back to God. We're speaking theology to our own spirits. We're speaking it into the heavens. We're saying things that are true, we hope, of God. And it's really important to have good theology in songs. In fact, all the old hymns, I don't know if you guys know this, they were written by guys who are musicians, but they were also theologians. They were students of the Bible. And they knew what the word said. And so when they were putting things into song, they wanted them to be accurate of God. In fact, all the psalms we have, it's scripture, but it's theology. It's deep truth about who God is. And if you think about this, we want worship to be this time where we connect to God's heart. And so we want to be saying things to Him that are true of Him. It would be like if you're trying to have a connection with me and you're trying to encourage me and you say, man, Jake, you just have the best hair, man. Like, oh gosh, it's just the best haircut. You always have that fresh haircut. That's not true. It probably wouldn't create a moment between us that you were hoping it would, right? And in the same way, when we give praise to God, we want to sing songs that have good, deep theology in them. And sometimes the words we say, they're things that we mean, you know, like trees don't clap their hands. We just said that from the song. So we know trees don't clap. But we're saying things like metaphors. And so sometimes we actually, during songs, we'll actually explain it like, hey, this is what we're saying here. So let's make sure that you don't think we're saying this. Let's make sure that you understand we're saying this. And that's important because we want your heart and your spirit and your mind to be engaged. So as we sing these songs, we're going to sing another couple songs here. We got more. We have plenty of time to worship Jesus today. I would just encourage you, like, think about the theology. Think about the truth of it. Think about the things that you're telling God about Him. These songs, most of these, they're vertical songs. Their worship up to Him. So we're gonna sing some more today.
Christ be magnified. morning I sing you are good. In the evening I sing you are good. You are good to me.
Sing that again. Tell me.
You are good. In the morning I sing.
Some of you came in last week and you never like just sort of expressed worship. I know I talked to lots of you. You're like, man, I never went there. And you probably felt like your experience of God was just a little bit better. And see, he never changes, but our experience of him just gets better. The more you get to know him, it just gets better. It just gets better and better and better. And so we're going to sing this, but we're just going to say this to God. Like, we know, like, he just keeps on getting better. Every time you come into his presence, you just know him a little bit more. He just unveils a little bit more of himself. So can we sing this together? Can we just tell him, like, God, you're good? You just keep on getting better. Keep on getting better, God.
Keep on getting better. You 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 keep on getting better. Getting better, you keep on getting better. 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 You keep on.
So I said, we like vertical worship songs. A lot of times when we sing songs, we can sing about our circumstances. I mean, they're about God, but a lot of it has to do with our circumstances. But I love it when we sing songs that are just like high. They're just completely about Him, have nothing to do with us. They're just about His nature. They're just about His goodness. There's actually a part in the Bible that I love as I was been going through the Psalms for the past several months. There's a part of the Psalms, it's actually not even a verse in the Bible, but it's part of the Bible. So there's sections in the Psalms that are sort of like at the beginning of them, and they give you the context for the Psalm. And so it's in the Bible, but it's just not, doesn't have a verse next to it, because it's sort of like an annotation. And I love it. Psalm 18, if you read the preamble to it, David wrote it to the choir master. He said, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who addressed the words of this song to the Lord on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And so David wrote this song as a talking point for him to talk to the Lord. So it was directed to God. It was like if he could send God an email, send him a text. Like this was directed to God. And in our worship, what we like to do is we like to have vertical songs. We like to have songs that make our heart orient in the right way, oriented vertically. And I know we got lots of circumstances, but you know, in heaven, when we're there worshiping God, I don't think we're going to have to worry about our circumstances anymore. Like when we read in Revelation chapter 4, that they don't talk about all the bad stuff that they have to deal with. They're just like, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. They just worship Him. And it says that our praise rises to heaven from here. In fact, there's a verse in Psalm 22. It says, the Lord sits enthroned on the praises. So imagine, if you will, heaven, there's a setting. It's a place. And if you read in the Old Testament, it talks about how there are sacrifices, and that the aroma of the sacrifice would reach heaven. It was a sweet smell to God. And we read about sacrifices of praise and how they reach up to heaven and it pleases God. In fact, you can even minister to the Lord in your praises. Your praises. It's like, imagine the heavenly throne room and there's just like smoke. And that smoke is the prayers of the saints. We read about that in Revelation. So He's got offerings of sacrifice. He's got offerings of praise. He's got offerings of prayers. And as we're praying and worshiping here, we're sending that up to heaven. It's vertical worship. And we want to do that every week when we get together. We want to make sure that Jesus is the superstar. He's the star of the show. He's the one that is on the throne in praise. We all kind of want to get out of the way and just let him be there so we can praise Him. So we got some more time here. We got a couple more songs. So I would just ask you, if you have anything that you're dealing with, you just want to kind of let it go and just give Jesus praise. Because I'm going to tell you, all the circumstances, when you focus on Him, all those circumstances get a lot smaller. And so let's just worship Him now and just give Him praise. Like, just be completely oriented vertically, completely focused on Him.
Jesus.
So I don't feel like we're done yet. I feel like there may be some people here who need prayer for something. And you know, I said worship creates a throne which Jesus reigns from. And so he is enthroned right now. He's praised. So if we could, if you have a prayer request or anything, you know, Donna's down here. I'm sure she'd be willing to pray for you. Danielle's here. Josh is here. If you guys could maybe come up front a little bit. If anybody has a need for anything, maybe just like, man, I just really want to connect with God a little bit more. Just find one of them and let them pray for you. If you're struggling with something, I think now is the time. You know, we've ministered to the Lord. We can minister to some people. So if you need anything, Mike's over here. Oh, lots of people are available for you to pray with. And so I would just invite you to step out if you need that. We're going to linger just a little bit before we dismiss, so let's just do another song. Worship God just a little bit more and give people an opportunity to pray.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Can we just keep inviting him, keep singing that?
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Sing.
Thank you for listening to the Manna Church Stafford podcast. If you would like to connect with us, you can find us on the web at mannastafford.church or download the Manna Church app. To listen to our new episodes as they become available, make sure to subscribe to our podcast. We would also love to meet you in person. If you are local, our services take place each Sunday at 10 a.m. We pray you have a blessed week, and we will see you next time.